For the first time, crude oil prices have risen above $50 in world trading. The record is in response to the slow recovery of U.S. oil production following Hurricane Ivan in Florida, as well as unrest in key producers Saudi Arabia, Iraq, and Nigeria. Oil prices spiked despite efforts by OPEC to calm markets. The recent oil price surge is already being felt at the gas pump. The government said late yesterday that gasoline prices rose more than 5 cents a gallon last week. NPR's Jim Zaroli joins me now. What happened to cause such a spike?
Well, basically what happened was that a rebel group has declared war on the government of Nigeria, and it has ordered all foreign oil companies to leave the country by October 1st. This threatens to disrupt oil production in that country, which is now a major OPEC oil producer. You also have the continuing impact of Hurricane Ivan in the Gulf of Mexico. When that happened, the oil companies were forced to suspend production for a while, and they haven't caught up yet. And as you noted, there's also the continuing insurgency in Saudi Arabia and Iraq. So on the whole, you have a lot of external events which are threatening to disrupt production and are disrupting production. The world oil stockpiles are already pretty low, and whenever you have even something small that happens, a lot of traders get worried, and that just pushes the prices higher.
Is $50 just a number, or is there some broader significance to the big 5-0?
Yeah, and first it has to be noted that it hit $50 in after-hours trading yesterday in New York, which is a smaller electronic market, and so it's sort of more susceptible to swings. It's also hit 50 in some of the overseas markets this morning. In and of itself, $50 a barrel, it doesn't really mean anything. It's one of those psychological milestones like the Dow hitting 10,000. People hear about it. It's likely to add to concerns about overall oil supplies and about the economy as a whole. You saw that yesterday. Stocks were down all day, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average actually finished below 10,000 for the first time since August 17th.
What realistically, Jim, can be done to bring down these prices?
Well, it's a problem because there aren't really any obvious solutions at this point. In the past, OPEC would have come in and increased production at this point, and that would have been enough to at least calm the markets. OPEC has already done that, and it hasn't really had much of an impact. You could say OPEC doesn't have quite the influence on prices that it once did. There's also the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which is controlled by the federal government. The White House last week agreed to use it to loan some oil companies that had been hurt by Hurricane Ivan oil, but the White House has said it's not going to do that again just to keep prices low.
And do you have a number for what experts think oil prices might go to next?
Well, a lot of analysts are now saying prices could hit as much as $60 a barrel, $61 a barrel. One of the problems is that this is normally the time when after the summer driving season, before heating season, when stockpiles are supposed to grow, and instead the opposite is happening. That's making people nervous.
Thanks very much. NPR's Jim Zaroli in New York.